The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for they all thought John was really a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in the Gospels in different places how when the authorities wanted to arrest Jesus at different occasions, but they were afraid of the crowds. And as you remember, when they finally arrested him, it was in the middle of the night, far away from the city and the temple. They did it in secret. Jesus, on the other hand, he was in the temple area, he was in public every day, during the day, proclaiming the good news. He didn't consider what the authorities will do to him. He wasn't afraid of the reaction, whether it's the people or the authorities. His mission was to proclaim the truth and trust in God. Are we more like Jesus, or are we more like the leaders of the people, the chief priests? Are we afraid of proclaiming our faith as disciples of Jesus Christ in public because what people may think of us? Or we have the courage of Jesus to proclaim this truth and say that we are his disciples? You know, the authorities ask Jesus, "By whose authority you're doing this?" And it's not Jesus is avoiding their answer, but he refers to John the Baptist and his baptism. And remember, when Jesus was baptized, John the Baptist gave witness that the sky was opened and the voice of God said, "This is my beloved Son." So he was answering their question, but they wouldn't admit that John's baptism was heavenly because they were afraid of the people. They were afraid of the truth, because they cared more about their positions and their power. And we know the truth. We know who Jesus is. Let's pray today to have that same courage that Charles Luanga and his companions had when they were brought in front of the king and he asked them to deny their faith, deny Jesus, and they said no, and he put them to death. That's what the church needs today. That's the witness we need to give to the world so we can make sure that the truth continues to be passed on and we all live as disciples of the truth.